USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. Most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
A St. Louis murder trial is dropped because prosecutors failed to show up. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vaccario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
Mississippi's Attorney General asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi Attorney General noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mississippi's first female attorney general, Lynn Finch, asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi attorney general noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying, the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling.
Border Patrol agents in Arizona apprehended nearly 200 illegal immigrants near San Miguel Wednesday morning. The agency is reporting that well over half were unaccompanied children. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.